All throughout the Bible, we continually see two things. We see God's love, and we see the need and the urgency and the command for forgiving others. Do you agree with that? So we know that forgiveness is something that must be done. The book of Matthew chapter 6, I think it's around 14 and 15, says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. How extremely important it is that you and I forgive those that sin against us as we seek forgiveness when we sin against God. However, there are many, many, many people in our society today that does not have trouble in forgiving someone that may have wronged them or done them wrong in one way or another. But we do have many people in our world today that truly find it difficult, and this may sound a little odd, but they find it difficult in forgiving themselves for something. Does that make any sense? There are people today that are struggling with things in life because of something they've said, something they've done, some way that they've acted or perhaps reacted, and they're struggling with that, and they're having a difficulty in that of forgiving themselves. I know that there are things that I have done in my past that I'm certainly not proud of, things that I've said, things that I have participated in that, you know, even brought reproach upon myself and even brought reproach upon the church, and I'm certainly not proud of those things. But I can never elevate myself as high as Christ, as high as God, and decide who's going to be forgiven and who's not. Does that make sense? If God forgives me of my sins, then I too should forgive myself so that I can be effective in my walk with Christ. We all know today that guilt is extremely heavy. When you are guilty with something, when you have guilt in your life and you're trying to carry that guilt, I assure you this, if you are carrying guilt with you today, and I'm talking about some heavy guilt, the guilt that grabs and maintains your attention, that guilt that is on your mind in the morning and the guilt that is on your mind in the evening, these heavy emotions from guilt, I assure you that eventually you will collapse under the pressure of guilt. So it warrants the question, brothers and sisters, just how, I know how to get forgiveness, but how do I forgive myself? Has anybody ever thought about that? How do I forgive myself for what I said? How do I forgive myself for what I did? How do I forgive myself for what I did to this person or that group and the things that I've said, the things that I've done? God, I know you forgive me, but how do I forgive myself? I think about a particular individual in the Bible, one that is very familiar probably to each of you. It's found in the book of Luke, chapter 15, 11 through 21. I'd like for you to join me in that reading. So we're going to talk about the prodigal son and some words we're going to notice in this reading. He says something about this. He said, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So here it's obvious that he was having a big difficulty in that of even forgiving himself for the sin that he had committed. So let's take a look at this. Luke 15, 11 through 21. The Bible says, then he said a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Look at 14. But when he had spent all, then arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. Watch verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And he says, here I am what? Perishing with hunger. He's recognizing his error. He's recognizing what he did wrong. I will arise, I'll go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he arose and he came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion on him, and ran and fell on his face and kissed him. He welcomed him back, didn't he? But what are we noticing here? This prodigal son, this individual who took dad's livelihood, whose father gave to him, he took it out, and instead of doing what perhaps he should have been doing with it, he involved himself in prodigal living, a lifestyle that he had probably never experienced. He got himself caught up in things that he probably would have never done before, But then he found himself, didn't he? He found himself in a horrible situation. He found himself separated from his father. He had a struggle in that of forgiving himself because he said, I am no longer worthy to be what? Called your son. So I think it's important, brothers and sisters, that you and I recognize the urgency and the need to forgive ourselves. I can't help but to remember what the Apostle Paul said over in the book of Romans chapter 7 around verse 24 when he said, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Look at that. So he himself, I don't know if he was having a struggle forgiving himself, but he was sure recognizing the sin that he had in his life. Look what he told, Paul was telling Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1 down in verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, watch this, of whom I am, the Bible says, chief. Just go ahead and go look at verse 16. However, for this reason, I obtained mercy that in me first, Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him. For what purpose? Forever, the Bible says, for everlasting life. So, if there was anyone, seriously speaking, in all of the world that would have, I don't want to call it the right to, but if there was anybody in all the world that perhaps may have been struggling with forgiving himself, I would have to say it would be the Apostle Paul, wouldn't it? It would be the Apostle Paul because this is a guy actually who wreaked havoc upon the church. This is the same guy, Ethan, that if you profess Christianity, he wanted to drag you in and beat you. This is the same individual that did all he could do to try to destroy what Jesus was building, didn't he? But what do we recognize? We recognize that he recognized his error. He recognized his way. Paul was definitely an enemy of the Lord and his church until his conversion on the Damascus Road. Paul was instructed by Ananias to arise, to be baptized, to be converted, shake off the past sins, walk with Christ, and walk in Christ for the remainder of your life. Thus, Paul did. What a faithful, faithful missionary in the Lord's church. Let's remember another one, King David. King David was another individual that didn't want to take responsibility for his sin. You remember when he went on the rooftop, we talked about this on Wednesday. He went on the rooftop and he was looking and lusting for Bathsheba. He called Bathsheba to him. He adulterated with her. She ended up with child. He was trying to hide his sin, hide his guilt. So what did he do? Called for her husband. Sent him out on the front lines, and what happened to him? The Bible said he was killed in duty, wasn't he? So we see there that he himself was having a difficulty, but we also know toward the end, David took responsibility. So it goes back to this. Are you looking at your own life today? Are you carrying guilt this very moment? Is this guilt that you're carrying causing trouble in your life? Is it causing problem in your relationships? Is it causing problems on the job that you have? Is it causing issues there, even in the church? If so, you sincerely, seriously, all of us sincerely need to seek the Lord and His guidance on forgiving ourselves. Do you agree with that? Let's be sure that we can forgive ourselves when we seek God's guidance, when we seek forgiveness from God. Don't hold a grudge against yourself. Let's release the guilt. The title of our lesson today, How Do I Forgive Myself? I can forgive you. You can forgive me. But sometimes it's difficult, isn't it, to forgive ourselves. Let me give you the first point. How do I forgive myself? Here's how. In order to forgive ourselves, we have to refocus our attention. Does that sound about right? We've got to refocus our aim and our attention. Listen, if we want to be able to forgive ourselves, then we must refocus on how we see things and how we react to things. We must be certain that we stop focusing on the past. How many people do we know that says, I can't go further in the church, I can't do this, I can't do that because of what I've done in the past? We all probably know somebody, don't we, that has that mindset. They just have a struggle in forgiving themselves. But they need to move forward. We need to move forward. We need not let our past steer our future. Does that make any sense? As I mentioned a few moments ago, remember Paul, everybody knows about him, said that he was the chief of sinners. But he wasn't going to allow that detour. He wasn't going to allow that to detour his newfound love of Jesus Christ. He wasn't going to allow that to derail his work as a missionary in the church. Paul was aware, very, very aware of his past. But he didn't allow that to stop him from doing what God wanted him to do and eventually allowing Paul to forgive himself. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Paul was indeed humbled by the love of Jesus Christ, wasn't he? I believe and I am convinced that he loved the Lord and loved him with all of his heart. Let's take a look and see what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15. Look with me at verses 9 and 10. Paul, again, keep in mind that he was humbled, very humbled by what Christ had done for him. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 and 10. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle. Watch this. Because I persecuted the church of, but by the grace of God. Here's where it comes from, folks. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored, the Bible says, more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. How did Paul do it? With Jesus Christ. How did Paul do it? With the grace of God. What did he do? He recognized God's love. How did he forgive himself? Because he knew that the Father had forgiven him. So when God forgives us, Christ forgives us, and we believe that, be certain that we forgive ourselves. If we're carrying the guilt and we're carrying the pain of that guilt and we're carrying the hurt and we're still carrying the sin, we will not be as effective in the work of the church as God wants us to be. One of my favorite sayings, and you've heard that before, I've read it on a magnet, it used to be on my mother's refrigerator, and I've shared that with you before. It says, I know I'm not where I need to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. And I think, I think about the Apostle Paul. You know, here he was killing Christians. Here he was getting permission to drag people into prison and beat them half to death if they even talk about Jesus. And then here's a guy who was willing to give his life and did give his life in service to the Lord. New creatures in Christ. That's what we become, isn't it? As new creatures in Christ, we have to believe that old things have passed away and all things have become new. Let's head over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, look with me at verse 17. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the Scripture says he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things, the Bible says, have become what? All things have become new. And then let's go back to the book of Romans chapter 6. I think it's important we look at this. Folks, a new birth is just that. The old man of sin was crucified with sin. You get that? The old man of sin was crucified with that sin. And then we are raised, when we are baptized, we are raised in the newness of what? Life, the Scripture says. Romans chapter 6, 4 through 6. The Bible says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the what of life? Now let's go ahead and look at a couple more. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also should be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of what? Sin. Don't allow sin to dictate your life. Don't allow the guilt of sin to dictate your life. Don't, because we are going to fall short. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we have to remember Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is what? Death, the Bible says. So we can't allow this sin to come in and take over and dictate us. Don't allow the guilt of sin to steer your life. Let's let the love of God do that. Let's let the grace of God, let's let the guidance of God lead us to where the Lord wants us to be. Does that make any sense? In order to forgive ourselves, we've got to focus our attention on and in Christ for full deliverance. We all know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, down in verse 13. The second point I want to examine is this. In order to forgive ourselves, here's what we have to do. We've got to trust in the promises of God. We've got to. We've got to trust in the promises of God. If we're going to be effective in that of forgiving ourselves, we must learn to not only believe in those scriptures, but then also trust in those scriptures. Amen? Have faith that God's going to do what he says he's going to do. I appreciate the latter part of Jeremiah chapter 31 down in verse 34. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. The Hebrew writer brings it out, brings it to surface in Hebrew 8 down in verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. The Bible says, I will remember how much longer? 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, does what? All right. And then verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, brothers and sisters, from all unrighteousness. Romans chapter 4, down in verse 7, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. I am so thankful, brothers and sisters, so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ today. I am thankful that, yes, I know for a fact I've sinned in my life. I'm going to sin again, not intentionally, but because I'm a weak vessel, because it came from my great-great-grandparents, Adam and Eve. So we know that sin prevails today, but sin doesn't win, does it? Sin will never win when we wash in the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't have to let sin have dominion over us because God has dominion over us if we allow that. Amen? We don't have to let sin control our thoughts and our imaginations. We don't have to let sin dictate what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. We just need and must trust in the Scriptures. Trust in God's guidance. Trust in His divine mercy. And know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Does that make any sense? In the book of Romans chapter 5, go there with me. Romans chapter 5, I'm going to start in verse 8. Later today you can read the whole thing. The Bible says, but God demonstrated his own love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 9, much more then, having now been justified by his, we shall be saved from what? Wrath through him. Go to 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, watch this, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. By what Jesus did for you and me. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom we have now received the reconciliation. You can read the rest of it later. But we are reconciled, aren't we? We are brought in line, brothers and sisters, with what God wants us to be. You will never be able to forgive yourself if you don't trust God. You will never be able to forgive yourself and move forward and put this past behind you if you don't believe in the oracles of Almighty God. So let's make sure we're doing that. Make sure, first of all, that we refocus our attention, quit focusing on the sin, and focus on the cure. Amen? Make sure that we are not going by what man says is right and wrong and what this person says and what that person says, but why don't we give this a try? Why don't we just go by what God says? Amen? Let's go by what the Word of God says and leave all these other people alone. I can tell you that for many, many years, I valued way too much the opinion of others. Now, when I ask you, I appreciate you being honest. But for far too long, I have been concerned about what she said, he said, and what they may think, and what this person says, and their reaction, how they feel. And I can tell you, I couldn't care less. And I'm just being brutally honest with you. I sincerely do not care what you think of me. What I do care about is what God sees in me. Amen? It is my responsibility to be a good brother. It is my responsibility to do the right things in front of you. But if me doing the right thing offends you, hopefully you'll learn from it eventually. And that goes both sides, doesn't it? So let's put our reliance on God. Let's put our faith in the Father. Let's trust in those beautiful promises that He will forgive us, and He already has shown that. I love that Romans 4, 7. I love that passage. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are, the Bible says, covered. I love that passage of Scripture. Do you like it? So the question is asked, are you a Christian today? How are you in your walk with Him? Are you today carrying guilt? Are you today walking around saying, I would be a better Christian if I could put this behind me, if I could put that behind me, what I said to my spouse, what I said to my children, what I said to my boss, what I did in the church, what I did over here. Stop today. Listen to me. Stop today. Stop today. We're not going to allow the past to steer our future. Let's say that together as an amen. Amen? That is pathetic. Four people agree with that. Do y'all just want? Do you want to be steered by your sin? If you do, that's up to you. But I'm telling you that that is dumb for you to allow that. But if that's what your capacity is, then have at it. But for me and my household, we're going to choose the Lord. For me and my household, I want to be able to forgive myself the way God forgives me. So you do with it what you want. The four people that answered, good for you. The other ones, go study your Bible. Today, if you're not a child of God, if you're not a Christian, I encourage you to become one by hearing His Word, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized for the forgiveness of sin. Live a faithful life unto death, and always remember that we are indeed, for those of you today that are Christians, so-called Christians, church members, bench warmers, etc., etc., you know who you are. The people that toy in their relationship with God, come to church when it's convenient, come to church when there's nothing else to do, come to church when the guilt's bothering you too bad. Let's get it straightened out. Man, I am not ashamed. I'm ashamed of the sin I've committed, but I am never ashamed to ask for the prayers of the congregation. I am never ashamed to go to God and say, Lord, guess what? It's me again. I've messed up. I need the prayers of the congregation. Anybody else? Now everybody joined on that one, didn't they? So we all need the prayers of the congregation, but as I close, we all need God's mercy. We all need His forgiveness. So let's be sure that we take God's forgiveness. Let's appreciate what God's doing for us as I close. But be sure you forgive yourselves. Amen. If you have a need and you need it all, come now. It's together we stand in peace.